first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Lori Korn proves it takes a laundry to make a village.
In the 70s, we lived life simple. We lived it third world. I used to spend an entire day doing laundry. I would stand at the bus stop on China Grade in the rain, laundry in a backpack, my two kids splashing in puddles. After 5 miles down a winding mountain road, I'd arrive at the Boulder Creek Laundry, where I'd see my women friends in long hippie skirts with their kids. If you were to unfocus your eyes and reach back through the centuries, you'd see the village women in long robes just past that grove of ancient olive trees, gathering to wash clothes on the rocks at the banks of the River Jordan. Some things just don't change. During the drying cycle, we would all go to Foster's Freeze next door for a pile of fries. Well, some things change. Back then, when we visited my parents in Ohio, my daughter would stare at the washer-dryer in their suburban home and say, "Grandma has a laundromat in her house." I swore that one day when I had one, I would still go to the laundromat ever so often. I'm a romantic. What can you do? I had this conversation at work with my friend Tricia, whose sons Forrest and Skylar had learned to fold clothes years ago at the laundry in Felton. We made a plan to revisit the laundromat, make a day of it, reconnect with our past, immerse ourselves in the heartbeat of life, the village laundry.
Lori Korn is a published writer and a longtime Santa Cruz resident. This program was produced by Guy Lanier and Mathilde Rand.